Explorer Victory family, I'm going to go ahead and get started with the business at hand. Before I move forward, can I ask that everybody who are joining live, please take a minute to look and make sure that your mute button is selected so that we can proceed and preserve the integrity of the call as it is being recorded. Thank you very much for that. Hello again. Welcome to Declare Victory. I'm Leticia from Arizona. I am your hostess this morning. Thank you for joining us here on Declare Victory. We're a prayer call that meets Monday through Saturday. We start at 6 a.m. Pacific time. We're here to edify, empower, encourage, and equip you in your walk with Christ. Please feel free to invite a friend so they can be blessed too. The theme for December is focus. Prepare to focus on the things of the Lord in a whole new way. As followers of Christ, we have to focus on what matters and move all distractions. Be sure to tune in daily. You don't want to miss the teachings, the stories, and the lessons that the declarers are preparing as they hear from God for his people. We have one announcement today. If you have been blessed by the Declare Victory prayer call, if you have, you can give a love offering to declarevictory.org or visit us at our PayPal account at paypal.me/declarevictory. Your donation is fully tax deductible and will help us continue to broadcast. We thank you very much and pray that it be returned to you 1,000,000-fold. There were no prayer requests submitted on the app, nor were there any spoken ones. The order of the call today is the declaration will be done by none other than Sister Dion. Praying and leading us in corporate praise will be done by Sister Geraldine. After that, we'll go right back to the closing comments, which will be hosted by Sister Dion. I repeat, the order of the call today is the declaration will be done by Sister Dion. Praying and leading us in corporate prayer will be done by Sister Geraldine. Then we'll go right into closing comments hosted by the Declare, which is Sister Dion. At this time, again, I ask that you just take a look at your phones to make sure that they are on mute and keep them there until instructed to come off. I now pass the call to Sister Dion. Merry Christmas to everybody. Have a blessed one today.
As flattering as it is to Dion, I'm going to be doing the declaration with David today, and wanted to just remind everyone to please keep your phones on mute to preserve the integrity of the call. All right, we are in December. We've got a week left in the year. And as this is December, the theme for the month has been focus. At the end of November, when Moni told me the theme and told me that I'd be going towards the end of December, I was kind of starting a joke with my mom, you know, throughout the month by just saying, it's December, focus, you know, as we work towards accomplishing our goals through the end of the year, and she's kind of joking. And as a result of that, she actually kind of called my bluff and got us this book called The Keys to Everything. It's a really great book. I highly recommend it. I'm currently reading it now, and it's truly, truly changing my life. The book is basically all about focus. And it talks about how to focus on our goals and the things that we want to have happen in our lives, and to focus on God, because he can make anything happen for us. In fact, it's his pleasure to do so. And I'd like to just remind us all to just check your mute buttons and please make sure that they are activated. As some of you may know, this has been, you know, a very difficult year of loss for myself. My father, uncle, and myself, when you knew that back in October, buried a very close friend, Luke. We were all together, and in an effort to find levity in such tragedy, you know, when we were alone, I said, we really have to stop meeting like this, kind of joking, but believe me when I tell you that we've been all across this country attending funerals. So ultimately, everything that I've been doing lately, and please do remember to keep your phones on mute and check if you feel like you might not have it. But in everything lately, I've been more determined to focus on God and his power and what he can do through me. Focus. So I'm with family right now. It's the holidays. We're all gathering together. It's Christmas Eve. And I have an aunt who's really awesome. She's just a beautiful giver, and she just loves to give all of herself all the time. And as a yearly tradition, she always gives out her Christmas gifts early. And this year, she handed me this Popco Funko doll. And I, you know, she handed it to me. I was like, oh, this is cool. And I didn't, you know, I wasn't really focused on it. I wasn't really paying attention to what it was. And I guess I must have had the reaction of, you know, a child on Christmas morning when they open up a gift and it's closed and they're like, this is so cool. Thanks. It's what I always wanted, you know, because she kind of was like, yeah, you know, you like that, right? And I was like, yeah, you know, I hadn't really looked at the box. It was a blonde lady in like a catskin dress. And it said Audrey, and I couldn't quite read the last word. And she was like, you know, it's from Little Shop of Horrors. And, you know, Little Shop of Horrors is one of my favorite movies as a child. And I was like, oh, yeah, cool, cool. And she was like, you know, remember that play you did? And me, I think some of you know, or all of you might know, or you will now, that I've been in film and always pursued creative endeavors. And so as a child, I always had my cousins in plays that we would do, and they were mostly her children. And so when she said, you know, that play you did at Little Shop of Horror, I was thinking something that I did when I was a kid with them. And I was like, oh, cool, thank you, thank you. I think I was busy doing something else, so I wasn't like focusing on what she was trying to tell me. And she was like, yeah, you know, the play you did in middle school in California, and I came out to visit you, and you directed that play, and you starred in that play, and you co-wrote that play. I had honestly completely forgotten about this. This was possibly at that age, what, 11, 12, one of my greatest achievements. You know, I had basically been allowed to co-write an adaptation of one of my favorite movie musicals as a child and direct it and star in it with people that weren't obligated to be a part of it because we share the same blood. You know what I'm saying? And so this was a school production that we had put on. And she went on to remind me that she had come into town because my mom had been sick, and I believe she had surgery and had been unable to be there. And she wasn't able to be there for this play that was, you know, at the time, one of my, you know, greatest childhood achievements. You know, 11-year-old kid, whatever. But, you know, I completely had blocked out that memory and completely had forgotten all about that moment. And I began to realize that with that, there was a pain in me. You know, I had a chip on my shoulder that I've carried around for years and just threw it on baggage and just, you know, because I felt like my mom couldn't be there for my biggest achievement. Woe is me. Wah, you know, I, you know, just threw it on the baggage. And over the years, I've just added to that baggage, just throwing on more stuff to the point where I was weighing myself down, where I couldn't even look up. I couldn't focus on God. I couldn't even see God's might and his amazingness. I was just so focused on my own pain, and it caused me tons of pain. It caused grief for, I'm sure, a lot of other people. I've just been a jerk, you know what I mean? Just not doing all the right things all of my life. And honestly, if anyone here is listening and hears the sound of my voice and hears this now, I would like to fully apologize for any hurt or harm or anything that I might have done or my actions would have caused you, because I was under some baggage. So please forgive me. Please forgive me. Don't hold that on. Don't let that become part of your baggage. So as I've been working towards, you know, focusing on God more, I've kind of had a shift, you know, and I realized that I've been adding all this baggage, carrying all this baggage for all this time, and I, you know, immediately just kind of had to step off. I think I started kind of crying at that very moment when I was holding this toy in the living room, and my cousin kind of was like, oh, your allergies are bothering you? And I just kind of like played it off like, yeah, you know. But later, you know, in the evening when I had some time to really just meditate and pray, you know, I asked God to just take that burden away and to release me of all of my past baggage and all of the things that I put on myself that was holding me back and really keeping me from focusing on God. The Lord laid this word on my heart. He said, get out of a place of blame. It only adds baggage. You can't be weighed down for that. You can't be weighed down because I've got an adventure plan for you. I've got some amazing things in store for you, and I don't want you to miss out because you're thinking about something stupid that happened years and years ago. Look at everything that you've actually accomplished and been able to do despite that. I've been blessing you your whole life. Let me work, you know. And so with that, you know, I want to keep my focus. And I'm realizing and learning now and just kind of seeing fully that if I keep my focus, I can walk on water. You know, this really made me think of a chapter in the Bible, one that probably was one of the first ones that I was ever taught in Sunday school and went to Christian Academy for the first few grades, and definitely one that they made us memorize and recite, Psalms 23. So join me, if you will, as I read it with you, with a little bit of declaration sprinkled in. So Psalms 23, verse 1 reads, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Now bear with me because I can get a little silly sometimes, but I want you to just imagine the Lord going through shepherd school, learning how to be a shepherd and graduating at the top of the class. And as a result, he is the greatest shepherd in the entire history of time. And please, please keep your phones on mute if you can and just be mindful of that. Thank you. You know, he's so good that we'll never want for anything. He is the greatest shepherd there is. Verse 2, he maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He's so good now. He's so good that he will not hunger or thirst for anything. He has brought us, his flock, a mighty long way, and he has further to take us. He's given us greenest pastures and the stillest waters. He provides. It's real. I'm telling you right now, it is real in my own life. And I've seen it in my life and those around me. As you might have heard on one of my previous declarations, when my bank accounts were at zero, I had nothing. And I was, you know, on the phone figuring it out. And, you know, by the end of the day, I kind of got it all figured out. And I was, you know, never really worried about it. I wasn't ever stressed. I was just kind of like, all right, well, this is a thing I know I need to take care of. It's not real. You know what I mean? It's not accurate. And so I'm not stressing about it. It's just puts me in a tight spot. Once I knew that that money was going to be coming back in my account, the very next day I got a check in the mail that was just insane, above and beyond what I needed to survive. And that's the kind of blessing I'm talking about. That's the greener pastures. That's the still waters that I'm talking about right now. And I've seen it. It's real. And another example of that right now, right, if you're listening, last year, one of my New Year's resolutions was to finish 2018 not being the same person. And every step of the way, the Lord has been really working in a series of events to make that possible. From the moment that I stepped up to help my mom do a declaration when she wasn't feeling well, to the moment when they actually asked me to be a part of it and put me on the schedule, which I was kind of like, what? Okay, yeah, sure. It's really been a blessing for me, so I'm very grateful for that. The Lord has been working. What I'm saying here is the Lord has been working with me to make me a new man. Verse 3, he restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. You know, as I mentioned earlier, this has been a pretty difficult year for me. There's been ups, there's been a lot of downs. There's, you know, everybody, it's life. It's just life. And I find that when I started to focus on God, he started to show me, you know, this baggage that I had been building up. Like, this is a breakthrough here. And it was weighing me down and keeping me from truly getting to the next level by focusing on him. You know, he lightened my load. You have no idea how much lighter, how much better, how much just easier life is right now. When you focus on God, he will lead you down the path of least resistance. Something that gets you up walking right and feeling solid. Psalms 41, he lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and the mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. This reminds me of an old-timey song. And it goes something like, on cross Christ, the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When you begin to focus on God, he begins to remind you of what you are and who you are. 1 Corinthians 6, 19 through 20, verse 19, do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body. Now, a temple is defined as a building devoted to worship or regarded as the dwelling place of God. So what that means is we are living embodiments of God's dwelling place. We have to carry ourselves a certain way to honor his name. For his name's sake, the scripture says, verse 3 says, so when you focus on God, he will lead you in the right direction to walk freely in his honor. You know, we should be focused on what he can do through us. Now, as I was writing that portion, you know, obviously I've written this out, and the night that I released the baggage, I immediately was just like, all right, Lord, use me, let's go. So I started typing all this down. And as I was typing that little last part, my keyboard started to jump around. You know, when you're typing and suddenly what you're typing is on two screens up, or, you know, just bouncing around. And, you know, having had this problem with previous laptops and just in general, I was like, oh, you know, I know what this is. It's a MacBook Pro. Battery's right under the mouse pad, probably overheated, probably making me type in the wrong place. So I better, you know, put the laptop down, let it cool off, just take a break, go to sleep. Call it a night. It's probably like 1 a.m. at this point when this happened. And that's when I realized this next verse that's coming up, and it caused me to go on and finish writing this. Verse 4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. This means that we need to know there is an enemy that has been sent here to kill, steal, and destroy. You know, let me tell you, our God is so good that he'll protect us. Now, spiritual warfare is real, and it threatens to take us down at any given moment. But listen, the verse doesn't say that the staff or rod were ever used. It just says that they were, you know, they were there, that the presence of the Lord kept all danger from coming. I'm talking about staying focused on the Lord, the great shepherd, and his greatness is good. In Matthew 14:22 through 33, when Peter started to sink, you know, when Jesus bid him onto the sea, after the wind had scared him and, you know, he'd taken his focus off Jesus, and Jesus said, you know, it is Jesus' birthday after all tomorrow, so this declaration has to have a cameo by Jesus, otherwise it just wouldn't feel right. But, you know, I'm going to read Matthew 14, verse 31. You know, after Peter had started to sink, immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. You of little faith, he said, why did you doubt? When you focus on the Lord, his mere presence relieves you of any doubt to the point that you will be able to walk on water. The Lord is so strong, his might is so good, all danger knows to stay away. And this verse, it doesn't say, I walked through the valley of the shadow of death and stuff was coming at us from every angle. They just had a pleasant stroll through the valley of the shadow of death, it sounds like to me. The Lord is so, you know, is so good that nothing came at him. He never even had to use the staff and the rod. They were really there just to relieve us of our doubts, you know. He doesn't have to use those things because he's all powerful, and when we stay focused on him, we can also get that, tap into that. Now, verse 5, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. When your focus is on God, God the shepherd, you'll be so blessed that you won't even be mad at your enemy. You'll be too busy basking in the glory of the Lord that you aren't even slightly annoyed by. Now, as we all gather, you know, with our friends and families for the holidays, I'm sure we all know that person who who gets on your nerves, kind of irks you, you know, that you want to snap at them. We all have at least one, you know. In my family, I'd probably be voted as that person around the holidays. I used to have snarky remarks and give weird side glances and act a fool, giving myself a high five afterwards, being like, ha, got him. You know, like I said, I used to carry a lot of baggage, but now I don't have time for that because I have to focus on God. I want you to, let's get back to the verse. I want you to imagine this scenario with me. Think of that one person that irks you and how they agitate you. And then multiply that by 10. The verse didn't say you're at a table of people that agitated you. We're talking about enemies here. Imagine dining with the person, not just one person, but I'm talking about enemies, plural. That would be pretty awful, right? But as you focus on God, it's no problem at all. It's barely an inconvenience because you aren't worried about them because you're being showered, anointed even, it says here, by God's bounty to the point that you can't keep track of it. You start thinking, was that the time God blessed me with that awesome vacation, or the time he healed my body? Was that the time he saved my soul, or the time he gave me spiritual gifts to work great miracles in his name? I'm starting to lose track. Which blessing am I getting? You're getting so filled up that as those blessings start to pour over, you kind of start to notice, oh, hey, you're at a table full of your enemies. People that you normally wouldn't even be around because you have such hard feelings for each other that you can't even be together, and you're sitting there dining with them. Now, because you keep your focus on God, because you're so blessed, you start to realize that those enemies, they're not so different from you after all. You begin to empathize with them. They are your brother and sister after all. God made us all. This year, I've traveled all over the country, and I've been around people that don't necessarily share the same political ideology or beliefs as I do, which now is completely irrelevant because I've always been able to find common ground. And when I start to talk about how God would truly want us to act, light bulbs start going off all around as we try to figure out that we're not so different after all. Yes, there's craziness in the world right now, but on a person-to-person level, it doesn't have to be that way. And so as you sit at the table that the great shepherd, our Lord God, has prepared before you, you begin to realize that these people dining with you are not your enemies at all. When you focus on God, when you focus on a God that can do what our God can do, you start to want to help these dinner guests. See, you want to help them see the Lord. You want to help them see. You want to point and say, see that up there? We don't need to fight. Look at that. There's bounty for all of us. You want to focus. You want to turn their focus to him also because you want to work with them to build the kingdom of heaven on earth here and now, because verse 6, and I'm paraphrasing here, surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And with that, pass the call. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Most gracious Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning, Lord, just thanking you, Father, for being our Lord and Savior. Thanking you for waking us up another day, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that you have poured your Spirit upon our families from on high. Our wilderness has become a fruitful field, and we value our fruitful field as a forest. Justice dwells in our wilderness and righteousness. Religious and moral rectitudes in every area and relation abides in our fruitful field. The effect of righteousness will be peace, internal and external. And the result of righteousness, quietness, and confident trust forever. Our family dwells in a peaceful habitation, in safe dwellings, and in quiet resting places. And there is stability in our times, abundance of salvation, wisdom, and knowledge. There, reverent fear and worship of the Lord is our treasure and yours. O Lord, be gracious to us. We have waited expectantly for you. Be the arms of your servants, our strength and defense. Every morning, our salvation in the time of trouble. Father, we thank you for our peace, our safety, and our welfare this day. Most gracious Heavenly Father, I come to you this morning, Lord, just thanking you, Father, for being who you are, Lord. Lord, I lift up Susie to you this morning, Lord, and her husband, Father. I lift up Tanya to you, Lord, ask you to put a hedge around her, Lord. Touch it from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, Lord Jesus. And let her know you're right there with her, Lord Jesus, through this difficult time. I lift up Andrew to you and Isaiah to you, and Flora and Claudio to you, Lord, just thanking you. I lift up David to you, Lord, thanking him for this awesome declaration this morning, Lord, reminding us where our focus need to be, Lord. I lift up Pastor Coleman and Pastor Lavelle and Pastor Santos and Pastor Young and Pastor Van Hook. And I lift up Moses to you, Lord, thanking you for him and asking you to bless him and his wife, Lord Jesus. I lift up Marcus and Tony Sandoval, and Sarah, and Raven, Yolandra, Geraldine, Dion, Pam, Dee Dee, Nisi, Andrew, Lord, Lisa, E.K. Dawson, Lord, Sarah, Ruth, Eric, Juliet, Pretty Patrice, Jeff, Angela, Dondria, Diane, Valacito, Patricia from Arizona to you, Lord. Those names I didn't mention, Lord, you know who they are. Everyone that's on this phone this morning, Lord, I thank you for them, Lord. And Lord, I just ask you to grant those requests that were unspoken, Lord Jesus. We need peace in our family today, Lord Jesus, and every day. Lord, as this is the eve of your sending your awesome son to us, Father, we just thank you this morning, Lord. We just praise you this morning, Lord. We just love you this morning, Lord. Lord, I just ask everyone to take their phones off of mute and just praise the Lord with a loud sound, Lord. Allow them to know how much you love him and worship him.
Lord, we love you.
Lord, and you thank you.
Thank you,
worship you.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Father. Lord God, thank you for the day, Lord. Thank you. You made yourself known that you are the reason to your people, Lord God. We celebrate you on this day, Lord. We honor you on December 25th, Lord God. We are
amen as I pass the call.
Amen, amen. Thank you, thank you. So to give a recap, we spoke about focusing on God, you know, using Psalms 23 as a basis for that, and I kind of related it to my own life experience and how God has been revealing himself to me, and how I'm allowing myself to just let God work through me, and I know blessings will always come. You can't go wrong when you do that. So I just want to open it up to any general discussion about focus and how God is trying to get you to focus on him. That's what we need to be focusing on. I just said focus like 5 times. Sorry, guys. But yeah, go ahead. All right, well, I think, you know, this being Christmas Eve, I don't
good
wanna,
morning.
Oh, good morning.
Hi, good
Who's
morning. This is Angela.
Good morning, Angela. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm well. I just wanted to let you know that absolutely enjoyed you. Absolutely enjoyed you. And my focus is being more intentional and direct in prayer. Just in this last month, this is where the Lord has really had me to be more focused, and it's just been really great, really amazing. And so just want to let you know that it was really, really good.
Thank you, Angela. I really appreciate it. And I know that once you start focusing on being intentional with your prayers, God does amazing things. He wants to help us. You know what I mean? Like, so it's really good that you're focusing on God and focusing your prayers. Thank you. Thank you for sharing.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Who
good morning. This is Natasha.
Good morning, Natasha. How are you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
Fine. Thank you. Thank you. I'll let you speak. Sorry.
I'm sorry. If you were about to say something, I can wait.
No. Please do.
No. I was just going to say thank you. Thank you for the declaration. And I love how you broke down Psalm 23. I had an experience about 4 weeks ago. I was in church, and I happened to be sitting in front of a young lady who I had recently talked to and shared some things that I was going through. And so we were in the midst of prayer, and I was very emotional, and she just kind of put her hands on my shoulder and, you know, continued to pray with me in front. And then she whispered in my ear before we leave, she said, every day, the first thing you do when you wake up in the morning, I want you to recite the 23rd Psalm. From now until the end of the year. I thought, okay, that's interesting. I'll do that. And so I've been saying this prayer, this psalm, every day. And it's just interesting as you do that and you recite the word and you get greater understanding, and you couple that with the prayers that you speak to God and how God answers prayers and shows you things and reveals things to you. And several times in that 4 week period, I've been speaking with people where that psalm has been referenced in one way or the other. So I was just reminded of that as you were breaking it down and thinking how it is such a wonderful and nurturing and healing psalm. So thank you for that. It was very, very inspiring.
Thank you, Natasha. Yeah, it's actually funny because, you know, I have this memorized from being a child, and it is inspiring, and going through it now, it's there's always something new to find in, you know, any Bible verse really, but it's really powerful to just show how God, when we focus on him, direct us in the way he wants us to go and get what we need to get out of his word.
Absolutely.
Is there anyone else that wants to share about focusing on God and how that's changing your life or has changed your life? Good morning, Yvonne. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
I want to talk to God. God, I want to be with me.
Hello?
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 Hi, Yvonne is speaking. If you could please hold off until she's finished. Thank you.
Hello?
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 Is there something wrong with the phone? Could you hear Yvonne?
I got my phone off mute now. You know, I just wanted to call in and speak on being focused on God. You know, I had been saved for a long time, and you know, just in all the craziness and everything, I think I lost my way. Waking up in the morning and just spending the time with God, and you know, I just recently put myself back in the position where I could get up in the morning and not have no disturbance and, you know, get to spend that time with God. And, you know, just these last couple of days that I've been back, you know, and spending time the way that I should, the way that God wants me to, I feel such a peace inside my mind, and, you know, things just seem a little bit more bearable. And it's something that I missed, and, you know, I'm just glad to have it back, and just that God's good.
Amen. And thank you for sharing. I didn't catch your name.
My name's Julian.
Hi. Are you a first time caller?
Yeah, but I called in a couple of times and just listened.
Awesome.
Technically,
well,
no.
Well, thank you. So you're a long time or new listener, first time caller, or first, you know what I'm saying. Thank you for sharing. I appreciate that. And definitely, I think the as you focus on God, He will, He'll direct you, He'll fill you, He'll give you the peace.
Yeah.
In fact, yesterday at a church service, you know, they talked about how an angel came to Mary and basically told her, "You're going to have a baby." And at that time, it was just not okay. And she was engaged to Joseph, and the angel said, "Everything's going to be fine if you accept this." And she accepted it. And then, you know, Joseph was like, "I might have to divorce this lady who's pregnant because I didn't get her pregnant. She says that an angel came to her." And God's so good that He sent an angel to Joseph, too. And he turned a situation into one that gives them peace of mind, and because of that peace of mind, you know, that's what God wants us all to have. That's the gift that He really wants us to have, is peace of mind. So that's really great to hear that. Thank you. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you, and I'll call again back tomorrow.
All right. We look forward to hearing you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yvonne, what were you saying? We didn't get to hear what Yvonne was trying to say.
I was going to say, is she still on the line or did she drop off?
Go.
My friend, please, God.
Thank you. Thank you. Absolutely. It's very important to stay focused because your words become the actions that God will have us do. So thank you so much, Yvonne, for sharing. Is there anyone else that would like to speak about how focusing on God has changed you, or maybe if you have anything, any questions that I might have for anything that I said in the declaration that you want to ask anything about, please feel free.
David, this is Barbara, and I just want to thank you for your declaration. 23rd Psalm has always been my favorite. Like you said, you know, as a kid, you learn that by heart. But when you, it's really funny with God's word. I don't care how many times you read it, you always get something else out of it. Just thank you for your share. You know, December is a very difficult time for lots of people. But if we keep our focus on God, it helps us to get through it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Thank you. And yeah, as you said, yeah, it is a very difficult time. But yeah, if you focus on God, He absolutely will give you the strength. And He will be that shepherd that comforts you, you know, in this time. So thank you. Thank you.
Good morning, David.
Good morning. Who's this, please?
This is Geraldine, and I just wanted to thank you for your awesome declaration on this morning. Awesome.
Oh, thank you, Geraldine. Thank you.
As I thought about, you were talking about how we, you know, this is the holiday season, and we've had so many great shares this year, and this month has been even more powerful than any month. We've all been through, as they say, some type of tragedy, and my favorite part of Psalms 23 is, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil. I mean, it's many a times that we have came into an area, and you know how when you are in a dark place, or not even in a dark place, but you walk through a parking garage, and you're not familiar with the area, so you always feel a little uncomfortable. And fear sets in. And the first thing I think about walking through the valley of the shadow of death, no matter where we're at, I know that God is always with me and with us. And during this time, as you said, we have to sometimes sit at the table. There's people that we actually have to sit at the table with our enemy sometimes. But He said He's prepared a table before us in the presence of our enemies. And so sometimes we can, you know, still be able to keep our focus and just get through the meal, get through that meal, get through the day. I've had some challenges this year, but they've all been either a stepping stone or a learning experience. And I do thank you and your mom, as she has persevered throughout the year and to still service us and to still come to us, even you, David, as you had your time that you had to go through. Thank you for coming this morning. And this is absolutely a great start to the rest of the end of the year for us, to know that God has prepared a table. And no matter what the feast is, we must show up and dine with those. Our pastor says sometimes we have to walk this thing out by ourselves. But definitely, we can love our enemies and keep a distance sometimes. So thank you for your share this morning. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Geraldine. Thank you. Yeah, absolutely. That is very true. Very true. You know, God, you know, prepares the table so we can keep our distance and enjoy our meal. So that is a blessing, too. God can do anything, you know, whether he...
Yes. And even as Sister Barbara said, you know, it's so hard right now for a lot of people. You know, I see our homeless situation and you know, even though the Christmas, it just seems like everyone is walking in motion. They're not, their minds are not even there. They're just grabbing gifts and just grabbing different things and really are not focused on really what the real reason for this season is. The real reason is for us to just remember that Jesus, he was born for a reason, and he did it. He died for us. And that's the most important thing. And for the gentleman that spoke, you know, we do get off sometimes, but please continue to come to this line. This is a place where you can actually heal and get healed and restart your focus. Thank you for sharing with us today, sir. I don't remember your name, but I do thank you again. Thank you, David.
Can I second what Ms. Geraldine just said, especially to the young man who spoke? I've been calling on the line for just over a year, and one of the best pieces of advice that I got from this line and Sister Dion would say it often is just keep coming back, keep coming back. Even if you can't come every day, even if you call in late, you are sure to get something inspirational that's going to help you on your walk. So at least I know that has been the case for me. So keep coming back.
I'm sorry, I just realized my phone has been on mute. Thank you everyone for sharing, and yes, keep coming back, keep calling in, and let's keep focusing on God as we're rounding the end of the year. We're heading into 2019, sounds weird to say, and keep the focus and know that you're loved. And that's the most important thing in this holiday season. And it is a difficult time. And just know that you're loved, you're protected, you've got the greatest shepherd in the history of all time. And I know it sounds like if you're going through it's just words, but it's real. I mean, I don't think I could say it any plainer. God loves us, and he wants to see us prosper, and he wants us to grow in him. And if we focus on him, we'll be able to do that. So thank you, everyone. For sharing. If there's anyone else, I'm thinking about closing it out. I know it's Christmas Eve and people, you know, have stuff that they need to do. But does anyone else have anything to share? All right. Before I close this out in prayer, do we have any prayer requests that didn't make it on the line? All right, I'm going to close this out in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you. Thanks. Oh, hello?
Excuse me, I have a prayer request, please. Yes.
Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, sorry to interrupt. Please forgive me.
Oh, no.
My name.
Oh, you're fine.
Thank you. My name is Shantae, and I'm expecting in the next 6 weeks, and I need things for my baby, and I believe God told me not to worry, but I know 6 weeks is right around the corner, and I just need, like, things for my baby, such as clothes and things like that. So I'm just, if you can please just uplift in prayer that I'm really just trusting and believing that God will come through on his perfect time to provide all of our needs according to his riches and glory, please.
Absolutely. Thank you, Shantae, and congratulations on the baby coming. And we know that God will provide for you. I'll definitely pray for that. We'll all be in prayer for you and your baby.
You're welcome, and thank you, and glory be to God. Thank you.
This
Thank
is Sister Veronica. I want to encourage all the families who are troubled about lost ones to just remember the good times, live on the good memories, and enjoy your Christmas.
Amen.
Live on the good memories, remember the good times, and have a great Christmas. Remember that Jesus Christ was born, and he lives.
Good morning. Shantae, this is Pamela. Are you in the Declare Victory room? Are you able to go into
I'm
the
not room? Yet. I was wondering how I can join.
Okay, please just, what is your last name? Are you on Facebook?
I am on Facebook. My last name is Barrios with a B as in boy, A as in apple, double R, I O S.
Okay, I will add you today. And if you can just kind of put a list of things that you need, and some of the Claires can see if they're able to meet those needs for you. God bless you.
Thank you,
God
Pam.
Bless you too. Thank you, Pam.
Good morning.
This is Lucille. I just want to ask for prayer too for family, and I want to just thank everyone. I did join late, but I thank everyone and wish everyone a happy and safe holiday season. And I thank the person who just encouraged those who are troubled by losing people during this time of the year. Thank you for encouragement. And Shantae, I too want to say that I don't know if you're having a boy or a girl, but I have some baby things that's really good things. And I don't know how to get them to you. Some is items that the baby can use, but a lot of clothes, a lot of newborn stuff. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I live in Sacramento.
Okay. I'm not in the prayer room either, the Claire Victory room yet either, but the sister who just spoke to you, maybe we could all connect somehow in the Claire room, Victory room, and try to figure out how to get the things to you. I would love to get them to you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
You're welcome. God bless. Thank you.
Shantae, the spelling of your first name, is it Shantey?
It's Shante.
Thank you.
Shantae,
you're welcome.
Thank you for speaking up. It's
you're
a
welcome.
Lot to do that. And this is you're on the right line for that kind of stuff. This line is very encouraging and uplifting. And as soon as she gets you in the Victory Room, I'm sure that we'll be able to help you.
Thank you so much. I thank and I praise God for his goodness and the way he connects people together. Thank you.
Are you listed as Tay-Tay?
That would not be me.
Okay.
Pamela, I see her. I'll send a screenshot to you some kind of way on Facebook. This is Pam.
Okay, thank you. I thought I was connected to the Declared Victory on Facebook, the page.
I found your name. I found your name, your and your page.
Okay, it should be a picture of my 10-year-old son and myself.
Thank you.
Thank you, and God bless you all.
Bruh, I love you.
We love you too, Yvonne. David, you gonna close us out?
Yes, yes, amen. And I think there was someone else who said that they weren't in the victory room. Can we add them also?
It was Shantae and Lucille.
Lucille, okay.
Last name, though. I didn't get her last name.
Lucille, if you're still on the line, can we get your last name, please?
Anderson.
Anderson?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And how do you spell your first name?
Lucille.
Okay, awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lucille. We
Isn't
really
it
appreciate
awesome
that.
How the Lord hooks us up like that?
Yep.
Thank you. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
Very cool. And thank you, everyone, for calling in. And thank you, Mom, for stepping up and helping. And everybody just working together. Thank you. Amen. So I'm going to go ahead and close this out in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you thanking you for how awesome you are and how you want us to focus on you. And through that focus, you're going to provide for us all of our, we won't want for anything, Lord God. We thank you for being that shepherd for us, Lord God. We thank you for helping us work through our issues and helping us see you more clearly in our lives, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you that you sent your son to die for us and to give us life, Lord God. We thank you for helping Shantae, Lord God. You answered the prayer before it was even prayed and asked for, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for that power that you have, for that ability that you have, Lord God. And thank you, Lord God, for what Sister Veronica just said. For all of us who've lost someone this year, Lord God, just help us to be able to focus on the good memories, Lord God, and to be able to enjoy those times that we had with the people that we love, Lord God, that we can just be at peace, Lord God, and be able to also then turn our focus straight on to you, Lord God. I'm going to go ahead and just close it out with our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, our trespass, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the power, the glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, pray, amen.
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 Have a great day, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Have a good
day.
Blessed
day, everyone.
Amen. Amen.